Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome now to the Midday Interview. Today we'll be hearing all about Rent, the latest production of Opera House Theater Company having quite a season this summer. Rent is by Jonathan Larson. It opens tomorrow night at 8 on the main stage of Thalian Hall. It runs Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 3, then two more weekends after that, Friday through Sunday performances. Here to tell us all about Rent is the director and choreographer, Kendra Gehring Garrett. She has brought with her Tyler Simmons, who is playing the role of Roger in Rent. So first of all, thank you both so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Great. Rent is loosely based on Puccini's La Bohème. Can you tell us about that, Kendra, and kind of give us a basic idea of the story?
Well, when Jonathan Larson, a long time ago, while he was young, he wanted to write a musical about La Bohème, and he got with a guy that kind of started things off, and then the other guy kind of fell out, and he went on and did it. And so two of the lead characters are Mimi is pretty much directly taken from it, and instead of the TB, it would be AIDS was put in it. And it's not so much about death, but more about life and love. And it's a much more, Jonathan Larson did a beautiful job of making it not just lighter. I mean, it's heavy. There's heavy moments, but making it bright. It's a bright end, and it's a very lovely musical, but it was a long time in the making. It took him 7 years to put it together. Lots of music that he went to his good friend Stephen Sondheim and was like, I don't think I can do this. And Sondheim was like, you have to, man. It's collaborative. You've got to listen to other people and hash and take things out. And so they put it together, and they did a workshop at it at the New York Theater Workshop. And right before it transitioned into Broadway, Jonathan Larson actually passed away from an aortic aneurysm due to something that was misdiagnosed. And so it's really sad. He died way too young. And then the show became this massive hit after that, which is right because it's brilliant. It's a beautiful piece of musical theater that was very provocative at the time, pushed boundaries, talked about things that weren't talked about. It was a rock musical that is all music, and that was something that had not been done.
Oh, really? So there really isn't spoken dialogue? It's all sung?
Yes, it's all sung. So it's operatic in that sense.
Yes.
But it's a rock opera. So he really adapted it. There's a song in it called La Vie Bohème. Mm-hmm. So he throws back, and then the Musetta's Waltz comes in some throughout.
So there's little shadows of La Bohème.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, La Bohème was set in Paris in the 1880s?
I think so, 1880-something around there. I could be completely wrong with the time frame. But like that, it takes place in the village in New York City. So it's a similar feel to it of poor artists just trying to make their voice be heard. And it's really lovely. It's their struggles through it. It's community. It's about love through diversity. You know, there's couples in it that don't seem to fit together, but they love each other unconditionally. And there's other themes in it, homelessness, equality, human rights, AIDS. But the overall message is about relationships and love.
Oh, that's
beautiful. And unconditional love.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Kendra Gehring Garrett. She is the director and choreographer for Opera House Theater Company's production of Rent, which opens tomorrow night at 8 on the main stage of Thalian Hall. We'll hear also now from Tyler Simmons, who plays Roger. Tyler, I have seen you on stage many times, and you are wonderful as an actor.
Thank you.
Glorious as a singer. I'm so
Thank
glad
you so
that
much.
You're doing this role. Tell us about Roger, who he is, and what his role is in the story.
Roger is an extremely complicated character. Definitely one of the most challenging roles I've played, if not the most challenging. He has a lot of ups and downs to the show. He is kind of a not really a budding songwriter, but he has AIDS, so he's basically trying to find his last hurrah through a song he's trying to write. He's recovering from drug abuse, so he's kind of in a downward, depressed kind of area. And then he meets Mimi, who Kendra was talking about, and she sort of turns him around, shows him the bright side, and he starts seeing things through an entirely different filter. And with that, though, comes some tumultuousness, if that's a word, and there's a lot of ups and downs with him. But overall, you know, he really contributes to the idea that love and relationships can dominate somebody's life in a great way, because that's really what Mimi is there for. Mimi is this beacon of light that Roger needs, and she has such a great influence on him.
Gives him something more to live for during the time that he has left, yes.
Absolutely, and ends up being a lot of his influence, you know, throughout his songwriting and stuff like that.
So. Now, who plays Mimi?
Caitlin Baden.
Okay.
Yeah, Caitlin Baden is playing Mimi.
Now, there are some other important characters in the sort of the core group that there's 18 people in the cast.
There is 18 people, and it is really an ensemble show, kind of like a chorus line, meaning everybody is on stage pretty much the whole show. You know, there are the central characters that you could, I guess, say are central characters because they're the named people. But my ensemble, which is not really an ensemble, they're really the company, too. They do the incidental things, and they really help move the piece along. But Roger and Mimi are a love couple. And then there's Angel and Collins. And that's Angel is played by Blaine Maurer, and Collins is Terrell Williams. And they did it before, but they're doing it again, which is wonderful. I'm very happy about that. And then there's Maureen and Joanne. And Joanne is played by Beth Swindell. And Maureen is Olivia James. And then there is another character that is a friend, but kind of plays the villain type of role.
Gotta have
one. Yeah, you have to have one. And that is played, the role is Benny, and it's played by Mike Makish.
And then the narrator.
And then the narrator. I can't believe it is Max Korn. And he's Mark. Mark is the friend of Roger.
He's my roommate.
And he narrates the whole show because, as you see it in the end, it's his goal to make a video. And it's kind of all of these relationships are intertwined, but it's such a fascinating show and how he did that, how Jonathan Larson pulled all these people together and different types of people and made them a community. It's really a community.
Tell us some of the famous songs from the show.
Seasons of Love, definitely. I think for sure, is one of the big ones that people would know. La Vie Boheme.
Maybe One Song Glory.
Yeah, One Song Glory is one that Roger sings.
And you have a five-piece band.
With
Loreen Walsh.
Mm-hmm. They sound fantastic,
yes.
Too.
And they're primarily musicians that know rock, so they really get into the beat. It's really, really nice to hear. Like I said, it's a cast of 18 people, but you would think it's like a cast of 40. The voices are so amazing.
This is quite a season for Opera House, having done Les Mis, which just featured so many spectacular voices throughout the ensemble.
Mm-hmm. We have shoes to fill ourselves.
Yes, we do.
Well, yeah. I know that the talent pool that showed up for auditions this year was phenomenal.
Phenomenal. It was unreal.
So you had choices. You weren't just, oh, there's only one Roger, there's only one Mimi in the universe. Here's choices.
Yeah, I actually got to really pick I picked a great cast.
That's great. Now, we talked about the story and the themes and the music a bit, and there is some choreography as well, which you are doing as well as directing.
Mm-hmm.
How about costumes?
Costumes. Well, we placed the show. It's normally set in 1996, but we placed the show modern time, so we have modern clothes. Roger plays more of a hipster, and he wears the skinny jeans and the boots and the tight shirt, and so it's modern. It's like 2013. So,
wonderful. Loosely based on Puccini's La Boheme, the show is Rent. It made a huge splash when it first debuted. It won the Tony Award for Best Musical, won the Pulitzer for Best Drama, and it was a very, very long-running musical, one of the longest-running ever on Broadway. Set in the East Village, New York City, in modern times, Rent is by Jonathan Larson, who unfortunately died the night before the Broadway opening. And so I'm sure that gave those actors and singers that night
just
a layer of intensity that they had not expected.
And still us. We still think we take a part of that with us.
I believe
when we do
so.
It.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody needs to know how to get their tickets. The tickets are available from Thalian Hall, 632-2285. Again, 632-2285. You can go online to Thalian Hall's website. You can also go to operahousetheatercompany.net just to read more about the show. It opens tomorrow night, runs Wednesday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. Mm-hmm. And then next weekend and the weekend after, just Friday through Sunday at 8 and 8 and 3.
Yay!
Kendra, Tyler, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jamila. We appreciate it. Come and see the show.
I will. It's Rent, put on by Opera House Theater Company. This is WHQR.